nation.
Blog Talk Radio.
Who shall be afraid? Just a little song. I'm going to teach it to you tonight. The Lord has my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my life's salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. Yes, I will trust in you. Yes, Lord, say it. I will trust in you. God help me. The Lord is my life. Everybody sing. The Lord is my salvation. When shall I fear? You say it. When shall I fear? Oh, God. The Lord is my salvation. When shall I fear? When shall I fear? I will. I will wait on you. Raise your voice. Say, I will wait on you. Yeah. Say it again. Say, I will trust in you. Yeah. Sing. I will trust in you. The next try goes like this. Listen, I want you to go home singing this. I will remain. Confident in this, I will see the goodness of the Lord. Come on, you say it. I will remain confident in this, I will see the goodness of the Lord. Thank you.
We got to hear stuff from the Spirit. The Spirit telling me I need to trust God beyond death. If I'm going to only trust him here, what kind of God am I going to serve if I just trust him here? I know people sing that song, sound good, feel good. I get all of that. But wait a minute. Listen to the words. I'm going to trust him till I die. Nah, trust him forever beyond death. Because when I get to the other side, I need him. I'll just tell y'all the truth. I really need him. I need him to help me across. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we have to have each and every one of you all. We're so thankful today for his word, because it's in his word that we learn whose we are and who we are. I thank you, Heavenly Father, because you've given us your word. It is in your word that we learn that we've been redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. So it is in your word, Father God, that we can be assured that you have forgiven us of all our sins. And you have washed us in your precious blood. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, for your blood, because it's in your blood, Lord, that we're covered. According to Ephesians 1:7 and Hebrews 9:14, Colossians 1. Father God, thank you for the blood. The blood washes us. The enemy can't see us because all he sees is blood. We're covered by the blood. I thank you for it. Thank you for your blood. It never loses its strength. It never loses its protection. It never loses its purpose. I thank you for your blood. I thank you, Father God, because it's in your blood, Father God, that have caused us to be saints. It is in your blood that have made us near to you. Put us, Father God, where we need to be. We become more than conquerors. It's through your blood, Heavenly Father. I thank you for it, and I praise you for it. Thank you, Father God, for the listeners today. Pray, Father God, that you'll open the eyes. You open their hearts, that they'll receive your word, not as a man's word, but as your word. And as I always say, Heavenly Father, may this word go to someone and may it be used in their life, in the purpose in which you have designed it to be. And I pray, Father God, that you affirm and confirm your word with them, because there may be a word for them. So I thank you for that. Thank you also, Father God, for those that are being healed even as we speak. I thank you for your healing power over Pastor Bell, Father God, over Sister Roper. I just thank you. We want to affirm, Father God, that your word says you have forgiven us of all our iniquity and have healed us of all our disease. So I declare and decree right now that we are healed by his stripes. I declare and decree right now that Isaiah 53:5 says, is by his stripes. I also declare and decree, Father God, that it is written in your word, Father God, that you will take away all the sickness according to Deuteronomy 7:15. Take it away, Jesus. Take it away, Lord, in your mighty name, Heavenly Father. It's written in Psalms 41, Heavenly Father, that if we remember and bless the poor, that you will keep us alive and that you will raise us up off our sick bed and heal us of all our disease. So I thank you that you are God that heal us of all of our disease. I cry out to you, Lord, heal in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you, Father, for doing it. And I'm praising you right now in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody agree with this prayer, said amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're talking about God's secrets. And before we get into that, I'm going to ask that Evangelist Renee, just the Lord, just tell me a letter, just say something. Say something, whatever's on you, in your spirit, in your heart. Hallelujah.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I am so thankful that I know the Lord. I am so thankful that I know. I don't know if anybody else knows, but I know he's a healer. He's going to heal my body. He's going to tell me to run on and tell more people what he did. And sure enough,
now.
I will be a witness for my Lord every day. As long as I got breath in my body, I will be a witness. He's mighty good. He's mighty good all the time. I could be down and out and crying and being just, but no, nobody's taking the O out of my joy. Nobody. The Lord gave me my joy, and I'm keeping my joy despite what's going on. Despite what's going on, I just thank everyone for their prayers, because I know prayer works. You know, some people don't believe in that, but prayer works.
Yeah.
You get enough people together, and they true saints of God, he'll work a miracle. I'm a witness. He has worked the miracle on my heel. He healed that heel. He healed my heel. He closed that wound up. So I know he can heal this wound up on my bottom.
It's
and I know he will.
Yeah.
By his stripes, I am healed. Amen.
Yeah, that's it. I am healed. That's it. Say it.
I am healed.
Amen.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
None. Hallelujah.
No. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. I thank God for you. Before we get started, anyone else like to have anything they want to share with us before we begin this lesson? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I'm excited, brothers and sisters, about the Word of God. And before I began, there's something the Lord put in my spirit that's very important and then we'll get into this, because we're talking about the secret that's and it's in Christ. See, that's what you have to know. You have to know where the secret is, and it's in Christ. But there's two things that you have to do to obtain this secret. Well, actually, it's three things, but two of them is this. You have to trust the Word of God. You have to. And then you have to act in faith. Those are two things you have to do. It's a must. You're not doing anything with God without His Word and without it. Take those two things to identify with God. You have to identify with Him. And the way you identify with Him is with the Word and faith. Just case in point. You're born again by what? By His Word. What did you use? His faith, your faith, His faith. So that's what propels you into the glory of God. You have to have those two things going for you. Don't even try to approach God without those two things. Without His Word and without faith, forget it. It's not going to work. So whatever you're doing, know that those are the two most important things that you can bring to the table, if you would. It's His Word and faith. See, this is how we come to the victory. Paul said, and it's in God's Word that I thank God who give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, may my beloved brethren be stable, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. That's important, brothers and sisters, that you always reference to the Word of God. You're standing on that Word. Your trust and your faith is in that Word. And please, just don't sing that song, I'll trust Him till I die. No, that's wrong. That's wrong. We used to sing that song in the church, I'll trust Him till I die. Really? That's all you want to just trust Him till you die? How about when you leave up out of here? I know one thing. He knows what's on the other side, so I got to trust Him on the other side because that's where I'm going to meet Him at. Why you just want to trust Him till you die? See, when you understand you can have what you say, you're real careful with some of your words. You learn to change a few things in the way you speak. You learn to do that. I heard Jesus said, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Well, you see what he said? Now I'm going to, he says, I have overcome the world. Jesus hadn't even been crucified yet, but he spoke it. He called those things to be not as though they were. It's nothing too hard for God, brothers and sisters. Christ is our victory, okay? So the secret is in Christ. Please understand that. And it has to do with the Spirit of God. See, when I think about secret, I always think about, I guess what I think about is a mystery. A secret is something that's kept from the knowledge of others or something that's hidden. I'm going to make this plain for you. See, because everybody doesn't have this knowledge. God hadn't revealed it to everybody. So when you get revelation knowledge and you understand that the secret is in Christ, that hidden knowledge, that's what I like to think about. It's like a mystery. It's like a mystery. And then you can put confidence in it. Information shared only with someone who is close to you, someone who you can expect not to reveal it unless you give them permission. And then some people, you don't even expect to keep a secret, so you don't tell them. But then there are others that you expect to keep a secret, like maybe your mate or your other significant one. And I like to think if you're a woman, your husband, or if you're a man, your wife, you can really share some secrets with them. Or you may not share with somebody else, but because it's a mystery. This secret is a mystery, kind of like a puzzle. And everybody don't know how it goes together. It can be very troubling to some people. It's almost like a riddle. You know how people used to have riddles and you had to try to figure it out? Well, that's what a secret is, like a mystery. Something is hard to understand or explain. So when I talk about the secret, you got to have those two things going for you before you can even understand the secrets of God, before you can understand the secrets of Christ. Yesterday we were talking about, I want to say it was in Ephesians and 4, and we'll go there. There was a couple of things we were talking about, because God wants us to be united. Everybody don't get that. Some people think you're supposed to be united with the building, with the congregation. You know, whenever you get somewhere and you just settle in, you want to connect yourself with the congregation. That ain't Bible, man. I know people does that. I get that. But if you move from one city to another city, you never got disconnected. That's if you're in Christ. If you're in Christ, you didn't get disconnected. Now, I don't know, you know, your belief only lies in one city or another. But there's some things I want to talk about that I think is just awesome, man. God will to do everything to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bound of peace. So we are called to one body, one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. We're called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Father of us all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. The thing I wanted to share was in Ephesians 4 and 3. We have to endeavor to keep the unity. You got to work at keeping the unity of the Spirit, because God wants us to be united with him. Okay? And as we go along, you'll see that the Ephesians 4:13, it reads like this. It says, till we all come into the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. There he is, man. That's our mark. That's our benchmark, they call it. That's what we're aiming for, to come to the fullness, the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Man, what an awesome God. He wants us all to come to the level of Christ. He has shared everything it takes for us to do that. That's the secret. But guess what? It's in Christ. Not in religion, not in what you feel, not in what you think. It's about getting in Christ, man. That's why he says that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the slightness of man and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie and wait to deceive. There's people that want to just deceive you. You know why? Because they won't speak the truth. But the Bible said we are to speak the truth in love, that we may grow up into him all things, which is the head, even Christ.
Yeah.
God expects for us to become one with him. That's part of the mystery, but the real secret here is being in Christ. But that's where the victory is at. That's where the victory is at. The Bible says, I think it's in Romans 6, therefore we are buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in the newness of life. See, that newness of life is God's glory. Well, where is that? That's in Christ. You know how you get it revealed from glory to glory. I continue to tell people, unless you make that decision that you want to get in God's glory so you can see this stuff, because you're trying to see it through the optical nerve, you ain't going to see it. You're trying to hear through those flappers on the side of your face, you won't hear it. That's not how you'll hear it, because it's a secret. It's a mystery. Now, you can go in and learn what the mystery is all about, but just from the outside, nah. Better go back to Mark 4. He'll tell you. That's why Jesus gave a lot of stuff in parables. Everybody wasn't there. Let me put a pen there, because I didn't tell somebody this right now. The Holy Spirit spoke this to me just now and told me to tell somebody. Hey, you got to have a desire. You got to have a desire to want God. You got to desire this thing, man. You got to want it. You ain't just going to get this because, oh, well, you know. No, that's not how this works. Where's your desire? You ought to have a desire that I want all of what God got for me. I want all the truth. So some kind of way you got a hunger and thirst after God's righteousness. You want God's stuff. And it's in Christ. All of it is in Christ. Okay? Every bit of it is in Christ. That's where the victory is truly. It's in Christ. I just lost my place here. I was, about the mysteries. The Bible says in Mark 4:11. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parable. In Mark 4:11. See, it ain't for everybody to know this. Now, that's why some of your friends will never understand you. And some of your associates, because of this scripture right here, they won't understand you. So don't you get angry and mad and disgusted because they don't understand you. Word of God done say it. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery. Not to everybody. But God wants you to know what's going on. He wants you to know the secret. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in peril. So he gives it to them in peril. So they ain't ready for God's secret. They don't desire the things of God. They don't want God's pure word. See, the people who, now when you read that whole scripture, that whole chapter, you'll see it's about the word of God. That was the sword that he sowed the word. But it ain't for everybody. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own concept, that blindness in part is happiness to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentile become in. It was necessary that God let the Gentiles be part of it. That was one reason Peter couldn't do the things that Paul, because he had a closed mind. He didn't realize this message was for everybody, the Gentiles too, the Greeks too. See, you got a lot of people think the word of God is just for a certain group of people. Yeah. But it's for everybody to have access to it. God opened that door. Now you got to get in there. It's a mystery. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. The hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Yeah. God ordained it. God ordained it. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but shall be all be changed. Yeah, God changed us while we were yet asleep, while we were yet without a God. God made his mystery known. That's what Paul said, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he had purpose in him. Yeah, the secret is in him. And we're going to get into some of those. We're going to get into some of those. But that's where the secret is at. It's in him. Hallelujah. Oh. Well, we had a time now where those that would like to have something to say, let you have something to say. I see, I think it's Pastor. You like to have something to share with us, Pastor?
Oh, good afternoon, everyone. And I thank God I'm feeling better. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
You had given us Mark 4:11. So I wanted to read that from the Message Bible. And it reads, you've been given insight into God's kingdom. You know how it works. But to those who can't see it yet, everything comes in stories, creating readiness, nudging them toward receptive insight. These are people whose eyes are open but don't see a thing, whose ears are open but don't understand a word, who avoid making an about faith and getting forgiven. Amen, amen. So we thank God that now that we have the insight, you know, we can understand, our ears are open, our heart is open, and our eyes are open, so that we can receive this word. But I like that where it says you've been given insight into God's kingdom. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, God give us his secret because we're part of. See, when you accept the call on your life, listen, brother and sister, let that get into it tomorrow. See, you're really in covenant with God. And when you think about a covenant, God done already locked you in this contract now. You ain't getting out of it. I was telling, it was Evangelist Sharon and I was talking. See, she can't go nowhere now. She in Christ. I can't go nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in there. I'm in it. I'm in it to win it. I'm going? Because if I get back to the devil, he'll destroy me altogether. But that's what he do, steal, kill, and destroy. And so I sure can't go where I'm going. I'm like Peter. Mm-hmm. Lord, you have the words to eternal life. I can't go nowhere else. I'm stuck. That's why I got to let the world go. Because I'm in covenant with God. I'm into this new covenant. I'm operating on this newness of life. So maybe you'll know once we get into the covenant talk, you'll see the secret. That's where the secret is. When you make a contract with somebody, everybody don't know it. Between you and the person that's making the contract. They don't put it on Wall Street Journal that you just made a covenant. No, they don't do that. It's almost like a secret. And I want you to know, brothers and sisters, God had kept this secret before the foundation of the world. I read that. Now to him that is of power to establish according to my gospel and preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began. Yeah. But now God have let us in on it. Ooh, hallelujah. And that is his covenant. That we can be part of that covenant. See, our covenant is not like what he made with the Father in the day when he took them by the hand and led them out of the land of Egypt because they continued not in his covenant. He said, "You regret not," said the Lord, "for God has made a new covenant." He made a new covenant with the house of Israel. And we'll get into that a little bit. Maybe tomorrow we'll pick it up there. But thank you so much, Pastor, for reading that. Anyone else have anything else they'd like to share? Hallelujah. I just love it when people get up and talk about what God did for them instead of just talking about big stuff. It just blesses me when you can share a scripture and edify somebody and build up somebody and be let one another be encouraged, encourage one another in the way, keeping them, letting them know how good God is and what he'll do for you.
Amen.
Anyone else? Hallelujah. Well, tomorrow we'll...